Is Daf Nun Gimel. So we got to the bottom of Nun Beis. Nun Beis, the Gemara quotes a statement we saw yesterday. Gufa, five lines up. Gufa, Amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says, Ma'aser Sheni, Shein Bo Sheva Pruta. Ma'aser Sheni, if it has less than a Sheva Pruta, Omer Hu V'chom Sho Mechula Amalos HaRishonos. You could say that Ma'aser Sheni and the Chomesh. We know whenever the Baal, the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni, is Podet, he always has to add on an additional chomesh. So he says that ma'aser sheni, which is less than shapruta, plus the chomesh, mechul amos harishonos, that can be mechul on already existing money. If I have money that already has kedusha ma'aser sheni on it, we assume it wasn't exact. There's probably some buffer there that allows more ma'aser sheni to be mechul on. So on that money that's already ma'aser sheni, let this small amount of fruit also be mechul on those ma'aser harishonos. It's impossible for a person to have the exact amount of fruit, the value of fruits, to be the exact amount of coin, so therefore there's always some room on the coins to work with. That's the Shita of Chizkiya. So asks the Mar Meisive. Hachumav Habikurim chayav alaya miso v'chomesh. Zar, obviously a Kohen's allowed to, he's supposed to eat chuma and bikurim, but referring to a zar, if a zar eats either bikurim are the first fruits of the season, particularly the Shivas Haminim, the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim of that season are called Bikurim. The farmer brings it to the base of Migdash for the Kohen to eat. So if a Zar eats the Bikurim or Truma, we know Truma is already, so that a Zar gets a Chi of Misa. And Rashi says not only a Zar, but even a Kohen Tame. If a Kohen is Tame and he eats it, he also gets a Chi of Misa. And these things are also Chomesh, that a person who Rashi says a Zar who eats them accidentally, he has to pay back the Keren plus the Chomesh of what he ate. And then the Brisa says on the top of Nun Gimel, Vasum Lazarim, like we just said before, the Asa for a Zar and non Kohen to eat them. And as opposed to Ma'aser Sheni, this is all contrast to Ma'aser Sheni. Then we're going to see this is all by Bikurim and Chuma, but Ma'aser Sheni, a Zar, is allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. Vehein Nichse Kohen. Bikurim and Chuma are also Nichse Kohen, which means, says Rashi, Lekadish Bahen Esa Isha, a Kohen is allowed to take the Bikurim and marry a woman with it. He could take Chuma and marry a woman with it. But then Rashi says, Sirashi vehe nichse koin lekadish ben is isha mashein kein meiser sta mishak Rabbi Meir damar meiser mamon gavohu. We know it's machlokis Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda what the status of meiser sheni is. Rabbi Meir holds meiser sheni is mamon gavohu. It's hektesh of some sort. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's meiser mamon hedyo. So this brisa assumes, this mishnah assumes like Rabbi Meir the meiser sheni is mamon gavohu. It's hektesh and I can't use it to marry a woman. But Rabbi Yehuda would argue and say no, since meiser sheni is mamon Hedyot, I can use it to marry. So we're assuming right now it's Mamon Gavoa. So only Bikurim and Chuma may a Kohen use to marry a woman, but you can't use Ma'aser Sheni to marry a woman. Then the Mishnah continues to say, V'olim be'echad u'meya, and if a piece of Chuma or Bikurim gets mixed within something else, it's batel. If it's a ratio of 1 to 100, we say it's batel, but if it's less than that ratio, it will not be batel. And furthermore, V'tunin rechitas yadam, you need to wash your hands prior to eating it, Bikurim and Shuma, before touching it. Ve'er Shemesh, and also when a person is Tamei, goes to the mikveh, he needs to wait to the evening till he eats the Shuma and Bikurim. Harei Elu Shuma Bikurim, Ma'ashein Kim B'mais, as opposed to Ma'ashein Sheni, does not have all these dinim. You don't have to wait till Ve'er Shemesh. If a person's Tamei, he goes to the mikveh, he can eat right away. A person doesn't need to wash his hands prior to touching the Ma'ashein Sheni. Ma'ashein Sheni is very, very different. It doesn't need the bittul of Ola Be'echad Umeya. Look at Rashi. Look at Tosas for a second. See Tosas Dibra Maschil Viola Be'echad Umeya. The bittel of Truma and Bikurim is 1 to 100. So Tosas writes, B'sifrei Darish Mimikadsho Mimenu, Mimikadsho Mimenu Ola Be'echad Be'echad Umeya. What's the drasha there? I don't remember the drasha. Is how they learn it from the drasha there. But either way, Arla V'Klai Karim. Be'echad mimasayim, it needs 1 to 200 when it comes to Arla v'Klei Karim. Dimitoch shekefel isuro kafu eliyaso. Since there's an additional isur of Klei Karim and Arla, that's isur hana, so there's two isurim, so you have to double the bittel. 1 to 100 truma bikurim, 1 to 200 when it comes to Arla v'Klei Karim. So Tosa says, this whole drasha of the Sifrei is a smach de ba'almahu. The Midaraisa, Chum of Arla, Veklei Karim, all these things, and including Bikurim also, I would imagine, Betalim Berov. You really all you need is Rov. 1 to 2, that's enough. And Berov, Beyavish, when it comes to Yavish, we know it's Bitel Berov. As long as you have more, a majority, it's Batel. You don't need 1 to 60, you don't need 1 to 100, you don't need 1 to 200. Belach, when it comes to something that's liquid, then Vishishim. Then you need Shishim 1 to 60, Kishar Isurim. It's only Nesmach the Ba'amah, Din Dirabanan, that when it comes to these things, you need 1 to 100, 1 to 200. That's a Chumrah Midirabanan. But Midiraisa, one Rove for Yavish, and Shishim for Davarlach. Okay. Now, there's a Gin Ashas here that he argues. If you look at the Gin Ashas here, Bosadir Maskli, he writes, Barov Yavish Balach. Kashali ha bimin bimino gam balach batal minatar barov. Even when it comes to Davarlach, when it's the same type, even Rov would also be derived. You don't need to do Shishim. All right, part of a larger discussion. So back to the Rashi now. So Rashi says, V'olim be'echad me'ah. See that Rashi, it's around 10 narrow lines down. V'tzrichim echad u'me'ah levatel. Vein betelim barov. When it comes to Chuma Bikurum, you need 1 to 100. Ma'ashenkin b'meiser, debata barov. Meiser needs rov. V'lo bay echad ume. You don't need 1 to 100. Ma'akarachach b'meiser, shein lo takanta. We must be talking about a meiser sheni, that there's no other way around it. You can't, meaning what? Lo b'pdiyav lo lahalasol yishlaim kama. We're talking about meiser sheni that can't be brought to yishlaim, and can't be nifte, so we're stuck. So it fell into a pile of other fruits. Because di islay takanta, if it did have a takana, another way out, amar rabbanan davar sheish matirin lo batal. So it must be a case where, if let's say the ma'aser sheni fell into my pile of fruit, so we wouldn't say bittel if it's a yeshal matirim. There's a way to another heter way to do it. We don't rely on bittel. So if it's, let's say I have a fruit pile of fruit and a ma'aser sheni fell in, take all the fruit to Yerushalayim. I'll eat all the chulin, and within that I'll eat ma'aser sheni. Or what we could say is, be nifte, pode the ma'aser sheni that's there. So it must be a case that you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, nor can you pode the ma'aser sheni. The ma'aser sheni is somehow stuck in there, I can't get rid of it. So now since I'm stuck, I can rely on bittel. How? So Rashi says further, ahacha must be kigon shenitma de lesa takanta ba'achila. Must be a case where the ma'aser sheni became tamei, and you can't eat it, and also, so if you have, therefore you can't bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. Ah, so maybe you could be pulled it. Says Rashi, v'ein bo shavapruta de la bar pidiyahu. It must be that it's less than a shavapruta, and you can't do a pidyon on less than a shavapruta. This is what the Rashi says. Now read this in the Gemara. So Rashi says, right now we are three lines down. Mashen ken b'meiser. What does it mean, my mashen ken b'meiser? La mechlal de meiser bitel barov. It must be a case where the ma'aser sheni is being batel barov. V'im isa de chizkia, if it's really true, chizkia holds that even less than shavapruta, you can be poda. You have a davar sheish lamatirim. It's something that has a heter. You can be poda the ma'aser sheni and eat it, put it onto the money and eat the fruit. So if it's really true that chizkia holds is a davar sheish lamatirim, there's a way around it. So that'd be the klal. The chol davar sheish lamatirim afilu belaf labato, based on the Gemara's and Beitza also. That if you have something that falls into the case of the Gemara, there is muksa. You have an egg that's muksa or nola. It falls in another pile of eggs that's mutter on yantif. I don't know which one's which. One of these eggs are nola. So afil be'elof, the Gemara says it's not batal. Why not? I got one egg and there are 1,000 other eggs. Of course it should be batal. So the Gemara says because since it's a heter, davar sheyesh lamatirim, I wait when yantif is over, all the eggs, even the yisra egg, will be mutter. So they say wait it out. Don't rely on bittul. If you could wait it out and don't rely on bittul. So now, according to Chizkiah, he would say, redeem, be poded the ma'aser sheni, be poded, and don't rely on bittul. So the Gemara says, umimai. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's the case? Mimai de ma'aser came by ma'aser. How do you know that phrase of ma'aser came by ma'aser, the ma'aser is different than chumim bikurum? How do you know it's referring to the bittul barova? That means that ma'aser sheni is bittul barova, that we rely on bittul. Maybe it says, is dilma, ma'aser is different. Delo bate klal. Maybe when it comes to chumen bikurim, it's 1 to 100. It's bittul. Ma'ashen ki b'meiser, bittul doesn't apply at all because it is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Since Chizkiya holds, you can be pulled the amount of ma'aser sheni onto something else. You can't rely on bittul. That's what the Braisa says, and therefore this would support Chizkiya that there is no bittul on ma'aser sheni because you can be pulled the ma'aser sheni even if it's less than a shavapruta. The Gemara says, "Lo matis amris." You can't say that bittul doesn't apply to ma'aser sheni, because hachi lo matis amris hachi. The legavi chuma chumra de chuma katani, kula de chuma lo katani. This is a whole list of chumras that appear by chuma. not kula. So if we say ma'isha sheni has no bittul, then chuma is more mekel. Chuma is a kula that we rely on bittul 1 to 100 by chuma, and now we're interpreting it. But ma'isha sheni doesn't have bittul at all. That's a chumra by ma'isha sheni, and that's a kula by chuma. We're listing chumras of chuma, not kulas of chuma. So you can't interpret it to mean that there's no bittul at all by ma'isha sheni. So then the Gemara says v'ha katani v'hei nichsei kawin. So doesn't it say that they're nichsei kawin, which means what? Which means that there's a heter, there's a kula that chuma can use. You can use the chuma for kedushin, but ma'ashen can chuma and ma'aser, you can't use ma'aser sheni for kedushin. So that's a chumra of ma'aser sheni, and that's a kula of chuma. So we are listing even chumas. We're just listing differences. Lav dafka chumras. So the Gemara says lo saka daitach. You could not have thought, forget, fine, it's not textual proof, but you could not have thought that ma'aser sheni doesn't have the din of bittul. Why? Because the Braisa teaches us behedi, a very explicit Braisa. Ma'aser sheni, batal biruba, it's batal barov. Be'ezah ma'aser sheni amru, which ma'aser sheni do we say bittul applies? Be'ma'aser she'ein bo sheva pruta, v'shenichnas lo yushlaim v'yotza. So it must, normally ma'aser sheni, you don't rely on bittul, because whenever there's a way around it, we don't rely on bittul. So what's the circumstance where you can't get rid of the ma'aser sheni, it's stuck in there forever? In which case you have to fall back on bittul. In one of two scenarios, either a case where the ma'aser sheni, the fruit, is less than sheva pruta, which the Braisa assumes you can't be poda less than sheva pruta, so it's stuck in there forever, so then you can rely on bittul. Or a case where you took the fruit to Yushalayim, and then you left Yushalayim, so then there's an isser of being poda. Once you left the walls of Yushalayim, you can't be poda anymore. We'll see, the Gemara will explain why that is later on. So these are cases where you can't get rid of the ma'aser sheni. So the fruit's stuck there forever. So this is the scenario, since it's not a yesh l'matir, and you can't be a matir anymore, then you can rely on bittul barov. So we see clearly, bittul barov does apply to ma'aser sheni. Now what we can learn from all this discussion is, though, v'im isa l'chiski, if chiski is really true, that you can be poda even ma'aser sheni less than shavapruta. So l'abe lei l'chiskiya, why not do chiski's din, v'nechelei amos harishonos? Right, the Gemara gave an example. When is a case where ma'aser sheni is stuck in the fruit forever? I had a small grape that fell into a pile of grapes. A ma'aser sheni grape that fell into a pile of all other grapes. I don't know which one's the ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says, since I don't know which one, and one grape is less than the shapruta, so therefore I could rely on bittul, because I can't be poda. Why not? Chizkiya says, even if it's less than shapruta, I could be poda. That one grape that's in there, onto other money. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest it says that Chizkiya is wrong. You can't be poda ma'aser sheni if it's pachos mishavapruta. Gemara says, no, of course Chizkiya allows you to be poda less than shavapruta. The case here, the reason why Bryce doesn't allow you to in this particular case is because the low parik. There's no malos rishonos. You can only be poda pachos mishavapruta if you already have coins that are kedushas ma'aser sheni with some leftover money to work with. But this is a case where the guy took his first ma'aser, he hasn't taken ma'aser sheni yet. This is his first fruit of the season. So now he has no money to be poda onto.
So according to Chizkiya, if you have less than shava pruta, you cannot put a pruta and...
Exactly.
And
exactly. Only if it already exists and there's some room to work with.
It, then you add it to it.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, so v'naisi ma'aser d'islay v'nistarfne. So why not bring other fruits of ma'aser sheni that he already has? He hasn't been poda them yet. So bring other grapes that already is ma'aser sheni, and then together with the one grape that fell in, with all the new ma'aser sheni fruits, all that together, put them together and pulled it all in one shot on mos. So the Gemara says you can't do that either, because deraisa v'dirabanan lo mitstarfe. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the first wide line down, deraisa v'dirabanan lo mitstarfe. You can't combine a deraisa ma'aser sheni with a dirabanan ma'aser sheni. Why? Litvos prutazu b'kedushin ma'aser. Shemu'urav minatora b'ataberov d'chsev achay rabim l'hatos. Midaraisa bitabarov applies. So that one grape that fell in, bitabarov, it's really no longer there. It's the Rabbanan who d'amri hecha the yesh l'matir in lov liptal. Chacham had a din, even though rov applies midaraisa, we're going to be machmir and we don't rely on rov. So really the only need to be poda this grape that fell in here is only a chumra midirabanan. Don't rely on bitul in this particular case. Hilkach, yeah?
So this is not mitzaref, even in a case that it would be one after the other. Right.
Well, so let's see this case. Let's finish Rashi. Hilkach ein iser meiser bazeh. This grape that fell in, it's only a midirabanan iser. Hilkach, and therefore Ein mitzdarif im zeh, it cannot be combined with the other ma'isa sheni, which is the ra'isa right now, the other fruit, litfos pidyono, to be poda the pidyon. Nimsa shava chatzi pruta shehevi nechal below chilul, aval chitzke ma'os harishosh kvar nitpasu. So the idea is that I should have read a Rashi earlier. When the Gemara suggested bring Meiser, Nisi Meiser, Rashi says bring another Chatzi Pruta worth of Meiser Sheni. So bring another grape that I know for sure is Meiser Sheni, one grape. So that grape is worth 1 cent. We're assuming right now, let's assume a Pruta is 2 cents. Some Shitas hold Pruta is 2 cents. So I've got one grape that's worth 1 cent, that's definitely Meiser Sheni. I want to combine that with another grape that fell in here, which is worth another cent. So that combines to one, that 2 cents, which is one full Pruta. So he says you can't combine a deraisa derabanan because that grape that's deraisa chayiv, which is only half a pruta, cannot be chal on this full pruta because it's also less than a shava pruta. So now I know the next. Let's see the next question is going to be. So that's why it doesn't work. So then the Gemara says, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't suggest bringing a lot of grapes. That were like your question, right. Bring a lot of grapes.
I think it's in two questions.
Okay, let's see. V'nesei demai. So maybe bring demai. Demai is a case where it's suffek meiser sheni. So that's derbanan. The chiyuv to do hafreshes meiser and demai is only derbanan. So this way they're both the same level. Bring grapes which are demai, and have it with another grape that fell in, which is also derbanan, and then everything will work out. So the Gemara says dilma ase lasuye vadai. The concern is if you combine a demai grape with this grape that fell in, so then it might lead to another situation where maybe, you know what, who needs the demai? Maybe I'll take a vadai meiser sheni grape and combine it with the one that fell in, which would be a problem, because that's deraisa and derabanan. That wouldn't be allowed. So as a gezeira, you can't even combine a demai grape with the grape that's me'urav. So then the Gemara says, so v'neise shtei prutos v'nechal alayu. Meiser. Now what you should do is take two coins and mechal it on both of them. So meiser b'pruta mechsa v'nechalahai alhayach yisera. So take two prutas of meiser, two prutas rather, and bring meiser that's worth 3 cents. So I'm assuming 2 cents is a pruta. So take meiser that's worth 1.5 prutas, and be mechalit on one coin and then the second coin. And now that second coin has a half a pruta to work with to take that grape that's in me'urav to put that grape on that opening, that available half a pruta. So the Gemara says that doesn't work either because mi savras pruta Umechsa tafsa, shtei prutos lo. Once I read that line again, misvaras shava pruta umechsa meiser tafsa shtei prutos.
Misvaras pruta tafsa shtei prutos.
So again, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says misvaras shava pruta umechsa meiser. Who says that 1.5 prutas are going to be meiser? Tafsa shtei prutos bekedusha denimsa heyach listarfei badayu shekvar nitvasu. So what's the question then?
That's when you make the deraisa pidyon of 1.5.
So again, then who said again? Misavres pruta mechsa tafse she prutos. Whoever holds that 1.5 prutos of grapes can be mechal in 2 prutos. Lo. Pruta tafse pruta. So chazi pruta lo tafse. So one grape of meiser sheni will fall on one pruta. But the other grape won't be chal on the half a grape won't be chal on the second pruta on half the pruta. It doesn't work like that. It's only full prutas that it works with. So the Gemara says, so how der havile deraisa derabanan. So now that second pruta, which only has half a grape, half a pruta, is going to be combined with the grape that's been me'urav. That's the same din of deraisa v'derabanan on a pruta v'deraisa v'derabanan lo mitztarfei. So then the Gemara says, you know, the suggestion should be Benaisi Isar. So why not bring one large coin? So bring one large coin and be poda a few grapes on that one coin, and you have plenty of room within that Isar to then take that grape that's Murav and put it on that coin, and that would be the best answer. So the Gemara says, to that, Duma Ase Lasuye Prutas. The concern is if you allow to do that on one large coin, you might come to do it on smaller coins and get involved in the issues of being mitzarif, derabanans, and deraisas. So for that reason, the only time Chizki allows you to do this approach is you already have coins that exist. I already took my sheni, it was bechulal, a malos rishonos. Then something happens to one of my grapes, and it gets mixed with something else. So in that case, he says, okay, you could be podet onto something that's remaining. But if you have that issue lechachila, you can't lechachila rely on that moving forward.
What do you do with it?
Yeah, it's but then you can rely on bittel, and you can eat the whole grapes. You don't need to do pidyon.
I don't understand. So we're saying that in the case before, that the reason that it's not chal is because he's giving less fruit than a pruta, and that's why it's not chal. Is that the reason?
Because exactly, it cannot be chal on a chatzi.
Who says that you cannot give more money than the value? Do we overturn that?
More money than
meaning, why can't you just, if let's say you have fruit for half a pruta, why can't you give a full pruta and buy yourself a fruit?
No, so it seems like you can, yeah, but if you're doing it in order to save, right now when I'm doing this and I have another fruit that's a murav, I want to take care of that one at the same time, then the problem is a deraisa derabanan that I'm being mixed together.
Right.
But let's say that's not an issue. Let's say there's no murav, right? Let's say nothing is nothing mixed
right.
at all.
You just have
just have the murav.
Right.
So what's the derais and the rabbanon mixed? You have a great murav right now in your fruit salad.
Right.
They take a pruta and they say, okay,
because he holds. See, what's the thing? Why can't you do that l'chachil?
No, I think because I read that Rishonim asked, because I think the whole reason was that he didn't have a pruta. And then he's asking all these questions that if he has a pruta, so I think it's a little bit of...
It has to be at least a pruta. The value of the grape has to be at least a pruta, let's see.
And look at the answer you give, that you had leftovers and an isser or something like that.
Right.
How did you ever have a leftover if you're not allowed to have a leftover?
Right, exactly.
So look back at Rashi and Bezim and Bez. You see Rashi... It's around 10 narrow lines up. He says, "Sh'ein ba shava pruta." Says Rashi, "V'ein ba koach litfos pidyono shitein pruta v'chalena." If it's less than a shava pruta, it doesn't have the strength to be mechalal on to something else. You need to at least have a shava pruta. And he quotes a gemara later on. We'll see shortly. Ma'asaro, the meiser has to be a shava pruta for the chil to work. So in achanami, let's say you have murav fruit that are worth more than a pruta, in achanami you could do this pidyon l'chachila. But when less than shapruta, the drasha is, so you can make a chilul on less than a chatzi pruta.
And Chizki is talking about a case where he took more than a pruta, like he took an isar.
Exactly.
The original case of
exactly.
Chizki is again isar.
It's more than
exactly.
And he put it more than shapruta, and he had left
right.
some in the isar.
Exactly. But it's only Chizki only works if you already have malas from shapruta.
Less than a shapruta. Is that?
That's not the point. It's based on the exercise cost of why it doesn't work on the less than a shapruta. But if you already have money that exists, so then you can combine that murav win. But if you don't have money that already exists, then you get involved in this whole issue of the rice, the abundance, combine it with each other, and therefore Chizkiyah says you can't rely on it if Maos Rishonos don't already exist.
But then you...
No, Chizkiyah's case is not murav, right?
Right, but Chizkiyah doesn't talk on murav, right?
So there was no bittul deraisa that took place there. So you need to find some.
Right, and less than a pruta is also midraisa.
Less than a pruta? Why you can't do less than a shav pruta?
Meaning with that, because he's saying that less than a pruta you can be mitzarev mm-hmm. with the isar.
Right.
So obviously less than a pruta it would still be deraisa. Otherwise you would never be able to
right.
put it together.
Okay. Right. You know what? In Chizkiyah's case, I guess you have to say it, otherwise you can't eat it.
Yeah,
otherwise it'd be tevel.
The only reason it's derban here was said is this is more. It's not because it's less than
right.
a pruta.
Right. In a regular case, if I have one grape,
so then
you can be mechula. Now there's one interesting tosus to look at here. Look at the bottom tosus, dear maschal, havalei davar sheish lamatirin. So he says when it comes to maishasheni, when maishasheni falls into a rov, you can't rely on bittel because maishasheni has a heter. You could be poded or you could take it to shlaim teet. So you ask, what do you mean? In Tomar, Chumanami Yeshla Matirin. B'Sheila, Kidamar Perka, no, they're Nidarm. If I make Chuma, I can always ask a Sheila and undo it. So that's also Davar Sheyeshla Matirin. So how can I rely on Bittu when it comes to Chuma? So Tosus gives two answers. One is Yeshomar Kidamar Hasam Mi Havi Mitzvah La Chule Allah. There's no mitzvah to ask a Sheila on undoing the Chuma. There's no such din of that. So that's why you can't undo it, even though you can undo the Chuma, since it's not viewed as a mitzvah. To do, it's not viewed as a foreseeable heter. Or inami, alternatively, sheninna lekohen sheina yachal lishol aleh od sheina brishusa. Or it's after the chuma already got to the hands of the kohen. Once the kohen's holding onto the chuma, it's too late to do sheil anymore. There's no heter anymore. But Yena Chanami Tosa says if it's still in my possession of the farmer, I've got chuma and it gets mixed together. Since I can ask a sheila on it, I should ask a sheila, and I don't rely on bittel when it's still in my possession. Prior to giving it to the Kohen. Okay. Gemara says in the bottom of Nun Gimel, Amun Aleph, the last three lines. Shenichnas liushlaim v'yatsa. We said another scenario where you can rely on bittul is the one case was Meister Sheni that goes Mu'urav, the lesson of Shaputa, it's Mu'urav, and you can't mix it, you can't be poded anymore. The other case was when you brought the fruit into Shalayim and then you left, there's no other heter for it. So in that case, we could rely on bittul. So the Gemara asks, Bamai, leheder, v'nailei. So why not bring the fruit back into Shalayim and just eat it? Why do you have to rely on bittul? I'm standing right now outside of Shalayim. I've got fruit here, and it got mixed with Maitre Sheni fruits, it got mixed with other chulin fruits. They said, rely on bittul and eat it here. Why? Just bring all the fruit back into Shalayim and eat it in Shalayim, beheter. So the Gemara says, bishinitma, it's a situation where the fruit became tame. So it became tame. So then the din is, you can eat it, where's the Rashi here? Is there a Rashi? I thought there's a Rashi. Okay, so there's a din of nitma. The situation is where you can't be poded anymore after it became tame. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then, v'nifrike, so why not be poded? You can still be poded if it's tame. As the Gemara says, d'amar Rabbi Elazar minayin l'mayis sheni shenitma shepodin oso. You are able to be poded even if it became tame. Who cares that it became tame? Be poded like Rabbi Elazar holds.
Once you're poded, you can eat it, or you have to use it to electrify and stuff like that.
Once you're poded, so now it becomes like a regular chulin food, which is tame, which you're allowed to eat. Now you might become tame because of this, but still, it's allowed. There's a heter for it. You can get rid of the ma'aser sheni, and then you don't have to rely on bittul anymore. Once there's a heter of pidyon, there's no need for bittul. So then the Gemara says, so you're poded also, and afil bishlaim. Even if you're in Yerushalayim, you can be poded. Shenamar, the pasuk says, ki lo suchal. Say so if you can eat it. And the rest of the pasuk says, ki yirchach mimcha, and this is talking about the tin of being podeh. When can you be podeh fruit? When you can't eat it anymore. So, v'ein se'es el achila. The word se'es means eating it. Lo suchal se'es, when you can't eat it anymore. How do we know se'es means achila? Shenemar, it says, v'ayisa me'es me'as panav. When Yosef was giving the brothers food, it called it masa se'es. So we see masas is called food. So the din is that even though it's tameh, you're allowed to be poded. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Afilu b'Yushalayim, shein ma'aser tar niftasham." Only ma'aser tar can be redeemed in Yushalayim. Dichsiv kiyachach mimcha v'gomer v'nasat akesef v'lo kishay Yushalayim. You can only be poded outside Yushalayim, but in Yushalayim you cannot be poded. But that's only when you're allowed to eat it. But kilosuchal say so when you can no longer eat it when it's tameh, then you are allowed to be poded. So this situation right now, we said the guy, he left Yerushalayim. He walked outside. And there's no heter anymore. So you require bittul. Why do you require bittul? Mara says it's a case where it became tameh. So if it's tameh, be poded it. And if you can be poded it, so you shouldn't rely on bittul in this case of Ma'aser Sheni. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Balakuach B'Keser Ma'aser Sheni. It's talking about a situation where I took coins. I don't have the original fruit. I had original fruit Ma'aser Sheni in my farm. I was mechulet onto coins. I brought the coins to Yerushalayim now, and when I was Yerushalayim, I bought food to eat. We're talking about a case of lakuach, and that I can't be poed anymore. Where says, why not? Lakuach because of ma'aser sheni nami lifrake. Even things that are bought with ma'aser sheni can be nifta, can be redeemed as well. The Tnan, the Mishnah says, halakuach because of ma'aser sheni. Food in Yerushalayim that was bought with ma'aser sheni money, shenitma, that became tamei, Yifta, you are allowed to redeem. So what's the problem? Again, if we're talking about a case where I have food bought with ma'aser sheni money, I'm standing outside Yerushalayim, and it's a case of tamei, the Braisa said it's batal. Why is it batal? I have a din here that I'm allowed to be poda, ma'aser lakuach b'ma'aser sheni fruits that became tamei, and don't rely on bittul, just be poded. So the Gemara says no. This is all ki Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you can't be poda. He holds damar yikaver. You can't be poded. You have to bury. You have to do gniz on it. So therefore, you're stuck. Since this lakuach bekesem ma'aser sheni is here, it's nitma. You're stuck, and that's why you can rely on bittul if it gets mixed together with other fruits. So then the Gemara says, "E Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is really the author of this, my irya yatsa, afilo yatsa nami." So forget if he left Yerushalayim. The Braisa said the case where he left Yerushalayim. Who cares where he left? Rabbi Yehuda has his din. Even in Yerushalayim, if the fruit became tamei, you have to bury it. Who cares where you're standing? So, but the Braisa says we're talking about a case where he left Yerushalayim. Ella, fine. The Gemara says the whole discussion is thrown out the window. The Olam are talking about a case of Tahor. We're talking about Maisa Sheni fruits that are still Tahor, that got mixed together with other things. So what does it mean he left Yerushalayim? Mayatza. We said, go back into Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Mayatza. Denafal mechitzos. What happens? What happened was, the walls fell down. There's nothing to walk back into. He's Yatza forever. So that's the case here. Right. So now he's stuck.
He's being destroyed. He's worried about a few.
So look at Rashi says. Right. So Rashi says, Mayatza. Nami dekamar denafal. It means he left is because the walls fell down. Vishuv, ein meister nechal sham, now you can't eat fruit anymore. Ad shiamdu mechitos, until you rebuild the wall. You have to eat in front of Hashem. And lifnei Hashem means if there are mechitos. Ubepidyon asa, why can't you be poed anymore? Ubepidya nami lo, you can't be poed anymore. Dekaltu mechitos mefidoso aur mishinichnas latocha. Once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, there's an issue to be poed. You can't be poed anymore once you come in. Now the walls fall down, so you can't be poed it, and you can't eat it, so the guy's stuck forever, so that's why you rely on bittel. Mar says, wait a second, we're not done yet. V'ha merava, doesn't Rava hold, mechitza lechel deraisa, mechitas likla derbanan. You require walls to eat midiraisa. Without the walls, you can't eat. But the liklo, to prevent you from doing pidyon, that's only derabanan on the walls. But really midiraisa, you're allowed to leave. You're allowed to do pidyon, even if you left. Even if though you entered Yerushalayim, midiraisa, you are allowed to do pidyon. It's only derabanan that you can't do pidyon anymore. So now, going along this logic, v'chi gazi rabanan, when did the chacham say you can't be poed anymore when you come into the walls? Ki esnai l'mechitas, when they're actual walls. But when there are no longer walls, lo gazu rabbanon. Rabbanon didn't make the gzeir anymore, and they should allow you to do pidyon if the walls fell down. So the Gemara says, lo plug rabbanon, bein isnail lebechitos, bein lisnail lebechitos. Not true. Chachamim said lo plug. They said once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can't be poed anymore, regardless of the walls are still there or not. Once you come in, it's also to do pidyon anymore. So that's why this guy is stuck. Now what's fascinating here is this is on, no, even, this is on Lakuach. Even Maaser Sheni itself, the same thing would apply. You can't be poed to Maaser Sheni. You can be poed to Maaser Sheni on money wherever you are. Once you come into Yerushalayim, you can't be poed anymore, Maaser Sheni.
If you bring up your own fruit, you cannot be poed anymore.
Once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, Midir Banan.
So why did he, why did he use the answer of Lakuach? What difference
does it make? That was your earlier discussion. We rejected that whole discussion now.
No, but I think Lakuach, I think that what explains here is Lakuach, you're not allowed to bode because it doesn't have the koach anymore to be bode on anything else. But if it's the original one, I think it has the koach to be bode.
That's a discussion whether Lakuach, I think, can be bode on something else. But this din of being liklod applies to Maaser Sheni itself. That if I bring my actual Maaser Sheni fruit into the walls of Yerushalayim, there's an issue to do pidyon anymore, midirabanan. Forgetting Lakuach right now. Why, they explained Lakuach there only?
Lakuach was another one, I guess, Tanayim was off. Rabbi Yehuda says, but once it's Lakuach and it comes Tamei, you have to...
Because the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that Lakuach doesn't have the strength in the goof to be transferred to another one.
But that's in general, though.
Yeah.
Regardless of the Liklo Din. Wherever Lakuach is, yeah. But our case is, with the Maaser Sheni, that the walls... Right. I can be poed it outside, but once I get to the walls... But Lakuach has nothing to do with the walls anymore.
We're talking about like Tol Churban or just like a wall? In other words, what is this din of...
So look at those in the bottom. See, all in the bottom, Tosas Dimaschal, the Nafal Mechitos. So what's this case of the walls falling down? He said, Perish Rov Mechitos. Most of the walls fell down. Di Nafal Mechitos, and only some of the walls fell. Afa Gav de Asr L'Tilta B'Shabbos, even though Midin Shabbos, it's not considered a good Erev anymore. It is called a good enough wall, even though there's some breaches. It is a good enough wall for the purpose of Maaser and Katru Kalam. How do we know? It's talking about a situation where there were some breaches in the wall. You can't carry the knife. To shech the Pesach, you couldn't bring the knife. The kol machine for to how you mutarn. Before the walls were breached, you were allowed to carry the knives, litaltal, to carry them. Kedama Rabbi Yochanan, Yushlaim, il malay, dalseh naulos, belayla, chayav malay, mishim rishirabim. Had the walls of the city, had the doors not been closed at nighttime, Yushlaim would have had a din of Rishis Rabbim. But either way, we see... But they said at night time, even though there were breaches in the wall and you couldn't carry at this point,
right.
But at night time, they were able to eat, even though the walls were broken.
Right.
So you see, if miktasor fell, that's okay. Only if roll fall down, is it going to be a problem. So now, there's a lot of discussion, I'm not going to get into it, but a couple of things here. There's a whole discussion, machlokas in the Gemara several times, kitchula saita, kitchula asilavo. Is or is it not? The Kedusha exists forever. So if you assume like the Rambam holds that Kitchel Ashaita, Kitchel Aslavo, regardless of their Mechitzas, there's still Kedusha Shulayim is still there. But if you hold like the Raiva that Paskins at low Kitchel Aslavo, then this would make a lot of sense. That's one discussion. Another discussion they have here also is, the walls fall down, is it really you are allowed to be Poda? Right, the issue of not being Poda anymore is a Din Derabanan. So what comes out here is that Chachamim were Oker the Davar Min HaTorah. Because really, min haTorah, you are allowed to be poda, the fruits, even though they went to Yerushalayim. But they're saying you can't be poda anymore. So since they said you can't be poda anymore, then that means you rely on the bittul berov. And bittul berov will let you eat the ma'aser sheni fruit that really should be poda. So there's a very complicated discussion of deraisas, derabanan, that derabanan are able to play around with dinei deraisa. Okay. Fine, we're good, somewhat. Fine, the Gemara says now, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar, Rav Sheshes, he quotes Rav Sheshes, Chada Katani. This whole discussion above, it's one situation of the, remember we said before, that what's the case of Bittul? We said there are two scenarios. It's one is a case of where the Ma'aser Sheni is Pachos Mishav Pruta, and you can't do Pidyon on Pachos Mishav Pruta. The other case was he left Yerushalayim and the walls fell down. Rav Ashi says it's one long situation. Ma'aser Sheni she'ein bo shaputa she'er nichnash lishlaim v'yatza. It's a lesson shaputa ma'aser Sheni that was brought into Yerushalayim and then taken out. What's the din here? So amai, how does that help us out with anything? Amai niadar v'nale v'nichle. So why not just bring the fruit back into Yerushalayim and eat it? Who cares that it's less than the shaputa like before? So the Gemara says d'nafal mechitzas. So it's a situation where the walls fell down like we saw before. So then the Gemara says, okay, so v'nifrake. So if the walls fell down, do a pidyon. So the Gemara says, you can't because Hamar Rava, Rava says, mechitza lechel, you should v'nifrake, you should redeem it because the only reason why you can redeem ma'aser sheni fruits in general, when it gets to the walls of Yerushalayim, Hamar Rava, Rava says, mechitza lechel deraisa, but mechitza liklo derabanan. The only reason why you can't be poda ma'aser sheni fruit when it gets into the walls was only din derabanan. And v'chi gazu rabbanan, when rabbanan made such a gzera of not being poed anymore, it's ki esnayel mechitos, only when there are actual walls standing up. But ki esnayel mechitos, lo gazu rabbanan. So the Gemara says, same question before, lo plug rabbanan. Rabbanan said, regardless of, even though you're right, it's only din rabbanan, regardless of whether the walls are up or not, they made a lo plug, you can't be poed at once it gets into the walls of Yerushalayim, even though you walked out. So then the Gemara asks, okay, so ihachi, if this is the scenario, my iria ein bo shaputa. So why does Rav Ashi say that this case is where there's dafka less than the Sharputa? Even if there is a Sharputa, once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can't be poed anymore. So Gemara says, you're right. It's a lomi bai kamar. Lomi bai yeshbo dil kaltan le mechitas. Needless to say, if there's a yeshbo Sharputa, where it's certainly there when you come into the walls of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim is liklot, it's collated. You can't be poed anymore. Aval einbo but maybe if I have one grape, which is less than a shaputa, maybe that one grape wouldn't be colored by the walls. Maybe the issa derabanan of being pidyon isn't going to apply, and maybe by one grape I can be poda. Kamash blan, even though there's only a less than shaputa, even though there's a pachos mishaputa, the din of liklot still applies to ma'aser sheni that's pachos mishaputa, and you can't be poda anymore once you enter the walls of Yerushalayim. That's the chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Gemara says now further. Taner Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, Im gal yigal ish mi ma'asaro. The Pasuk says, if you redeem it for a person's his ma'aser, mi ma'asaro v'lo kol ma'asaro. Mi, some of the ma'aser, but not all of ma'aser. Meaning, not every ma'aser sheni is fit to be nifte. Why? So Gemara says, prat le'ma'aser sheni, shein bo shaputa. What's the type of ma'aser sheni that pidyon doesn't work on? The ma'aser sheni that doesn't have a shaputa. This is the source from the discussion before. How does Chizkiah know you can't be poda pachas mishaputa from this pasuk? Mi ma'aser, only some ma'aser shenis can be mechulo, not all ma'aser shenis. Again, a ma'aser sheni shein bo shaputa cannot have chil. So asks the Gemara has a machlokis now. What does that mean, ein bo sheva pruta? Itmar. Rav Ami Amar ein bo, that the fruit itself doesn't have a choma, have a sheva pruta. Rav Asi Amar ein bo chomsho. No, that the chomish doesn't. Meaning, even though the grape might be worth a pruta, if the 20% of it doesn't, if the chomish of it doesn't, is not worth sheva pruta, that too wouldn't be subject to pidyon. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Ein Bechomsha. Okay, same machlokas. Do we do Sheva Pruta based on the value of the actual Ma'ase Sheni, or the Sheva Pruta goes based on the Chomish, the 20% of the value? So the Gemara says, Meisi Vei, Ma'ase Sheni Shein Bo Sheva Pruta, Dayo, Shinema Sheyomar Hu Vechomsha Mechul Amos Rishonos. If I have Ma'ase Sheni that doesn't have a Sheva Pruta, it's enough, it's sufficient that I could say that this one grape and its chomesh will be mechulo on that malus rishonos that I already have that's set aside as ma'ase sheni. So what does the lashon of dayo mean? So bishma, this makes sense. L'man damar ein mechomsho haynu dekatani dayo. If you hold that, if the chomesh doesn't have sheva pruta, even though the actual ma'ase sheni does have sheva pruta, dayo, that's why you say dayo. It's enough, it's sufficient. Why? Because you would have thought the afagav dibididei isbe, even though the fruit itself is a shaprutah, came into the chomesho leka shapir. Since the chomesh does have a shaprutah, it's enough. Because there's a half a minute to think that if the actual fruit is a shaprutah, it requires a real, real chilul. So the chiddush is here, since the chomesh does have a shaprutah, dayo, that's the chiddush, that's enough. But el man damer ein bo, if you say that only when the actual fruit does have a shaprutah, my dial, what's a dial? It's such an obvious case, of course. Dial is telling us a chiddush. There's no chiddush if the fruit itself doesn't have a shaputa. So therefore, the kashya, it seems to support the opinion that ein b'chomsho shaputa, even though the actual fruit does have a shaputa. Okay. Your call. Do you want to do this next piece here, or stop here?
I think we should stop.
Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.